The Bucket by Alan Ohlberg. Memories of an Inattentive Childhood.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
If any part of the following mixture of truth and fiction strikes the reader as unconvincing, he has my permission to disregard it. So long, see you tomorrow. William Maxwell. Beginnings. I came from Battersea in 1938, delivered by a steam train 40 minutes late. Not the dog's home, though. My mother went to fetch me, by tram, then train, with Dad as usual working, Hope's window frames. Or was it Danksy's boilers? My mother had a shopping bag, booties, bottle, shawl, and knitting for the journey. Not much else at all. A purse, I suppose, hat, glasses and such. She struggled across London, got lost near Waterloo, and came at last to the orphanage at 2:55. Early even so for a 2 o'clock appointment. They sat her in the corridor, left her there till 3, then gave her a couple of documents, a form to sign, and me. She couldn't see to write. Me glasses needed wipers. Back then to Paddington, weather wet and mild, brand new mother, second-hand child. Good condition, though, one previous owner. And mother clutched her secret on her lap.